So the mushroom that kind of jump started my interest was definitely porcini mushrooms, the Boletus edulis, because we had we lived in New York. We live in New York City, but my husband is from Colorado Springs originally. So he bought a piece of land in Colorado in order to reconnect with his home state. And while that first summer, really, that we were in Colorado trying to clean up this old beaten up ranch, we went hiking in the mountains. And Kevin said to me, he was calling ahead. He was ahead of me on the trail. And he called and he said, come and check this out. And he's standing over a mushroom that has a cap as big as a salad plate. And I knew right away what it was, because I'm Italian-American, so we're hardwired to know what porcini are. And then this miracle happened that mushroom hunters will tell you about over and over again. It's like the curtains parted, and all of a sudden, the pattern recognition set in, and where I saw no mushrooms, I suddenly saw hundreds. And that's the incredible thing about mushroom hunting. It's a pattern recognition phenomena. Two people can be walking through the forest, and one person will see morels everywhere and the other person will see nothing. And it's this amazing sort of magic, and it's just a really an acuity, something that goes down in your mind. But when it happens, it's like a huge gift. And it's very exciting, and plus you get stuff. So it feeds into one's acquisitional side, I guess.
Reading about your mushroom hunts, I've just thought, this sounds like so much fun. Is it something that's easy to get into for beginners?
Yeah. The thing about mushroom hunting is you can learn a lot from books, but you have to remember that the pictures of mushrooms in a book are taken at a particular moment in time. And when you're out in the field, there's old mushrooms and young mushrooms and mushrooms that have grown in a funny way because of the way it rained. And you'll have mushrooms that have slightly different coloration because of drought. So it's very hard to ID from pictures. The real way to learn mushrooms is from someone else. And because ultimately it's a craft that's taught from person to person. And there's a really intimate connection that happens there and needs to. So when you go out in the woods with a local mushroom club, and that's really, I think, the best way, is you join a local mushroom club. It's usually extremely cheap. Like, we charge $20 a year at the New York Mycological Society. And you get to go on these forays. You join a foray. There's always an expert aboard, either a mycologist or a scientist who is very hip to which mushrooms are okay to eat, and general identification. And they will point out the mushrooms. You'll see them in their habitat. You'll see young ones. You'll see old ones. You'll see wrinkled ones. And you'll get an idea of what the community of that species looks like. And that is what really gives you a greater sense of authority when identifying. I think the other thing that's important is just to be humble in the woods. It's like, you're not going to go, because you've eaten raspberries, you're not going to go and eat every red berry in the woods that you see. It's the same kind of thing. So we always say, in the mushroom scene, there's a lot of silly phrases, like there's bold mushroom hunters and there's old mushroom hunters, but there's no bold old mushroom hunters. So showing a little bit of humility with these organisms is a good idea. And take it easy. Learn one at a time. I learned one species a year. That's it. And it's not always an edible. Sometimes I want to learn one poisonous species, just because it's good to know those too.
Right. I think a lot of us have been instructed from an early age not to eat wild mushrooms because they can be dangerous. They could kill us like they killed this count.
Yeah.
How does a skilled mushroom hunter discern the edible ones from the poisonous ones?
They look as different as, they can be as different from each other as, pears and apples. There's some lookalikes. And it's really important to finesse those carefully. But there's plenty of mushrooms that don't look like anything poisonous, and plenty of edibles that don't look like anything poisonous. I suppose when it comes to the learning about poisonous mushrooms, you know, it's when we say poisonous, we're throwing a big term at a lot of mushrooms. But the truth is, there's a range. There's a few mushrooms that will basically take out your liver or your kidneys, and you'll be very sick, although people survive. Then there's a lot of mushrooms that'll just give you a little diarrhea or make you throw up. They're kind of mid-range. Then there's a lot of mushrooms that are edible but just don't taste very good. And then there's a bunch of mushrooms that are spectacularly tasty. So, you know, I think that if you learn at either edge, you know, the extremely tasty and the extremely dangerous, those are good places to start, and then you can work your way toward the middle.